With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Search continues for that helicopter carrying Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi that went down in the northwest part of the country earlier today. It has sparked a major search and rescue operation. Mark your calendar now. Joe Biden and Donald Trump have agreed to participate in two debates, June 27th, the second one on September 10th. In the meantime, Mr. Trump promises to reverse Biden administration policies in order to restore prosperity in America.
It's time for a president who will replace weakness with strength, turn poverty to prosperity, and vanquish Joe Biden's corrupt tyranny with a great restoration of American freedom. We have to do that.
Houston area residents affected by storms that killed at least seven people getting a little good news. Officials say most of the power should be restored later tonight or possibly by Monday morning. Also at srnnews.com, another Russian strike in northeastern Ukraine. Aaron Chamis reports.
At least 10 people have been killed in Ukraine's war-ravaged northeast as Russia pushed ahead with its renewed offensive. Paramedics treat an injured man with a head wound from the Russian attack in Kharkiv. Resident Marina Inatova told the AP, "Everything fell on us immediately. We lay watching TV. All the windows, everything flew at us at once." Russia's Ministry of Defense said that its forces in the area were continuing to advance into what it called the depths of the enemy's defense. Ukraine's general staff said Russia had stepped up its attacks around Kharkiv and that the situation was dynamic. I'm Karen Chemas.
And this is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports most evangelical Christians don't think the label is political.
According to a new poll from Gray Matter Research and Infinity Concepts, only 2% of evangelicals say the term is defined by a specific set of political beliefs. This despite the fact that the mainstream media uses evangelical as exactly that, the label for a particular segment of the U.S. electorate. The survey also finds that more than one-third of evangelicals think the term is misused, and another third aren't really sure what it means. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court upholding a lower court ruling that a Georgia county illegally discriminated against a sheriff's deputy by failing to pay for his sex change operation. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says the landmark Civil Rights Act of 1964 does cover transgenderism. This is SRN News. Make sure you never stick decals on your steering wheel.
That's because the decals can be hurled at drivers if the airbags inflate in a crash. The warning from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration comes after another driver was severely hurt by a flying emblem during a crash. The airbag inflated and sent two pieces of metal from an aftermarket decal into the driver's face and neck. The injury was the second it is aware of involving an aftermarket decal. The agency is urging people to avoid buying the decals and to remove them if they're already on steering wheels. John Scott reporting.
Police in Georgia say 11 people have been treated for their wounds after gunfire broke out in Savannah. But authorities say while there was, of course, gunfire, it's not clear if all of the injuries stem from gunshots. So far, no arrests have been reported. More details at srnnews.com.